everybody, and welcome to the daily scope for the 11th of April. So today we've got Jupiter making the semi-set star with Chiron, the Moon enters Taurus, Venus makes a contra-parallel to Neptune, which is the same as the opposition, and the Sun makes a parallel to Chiron, which is the same as a conjunction. So yeah. So Jupiter semi-set star to Chiron actually entered on the 4th of April. It's exact today at 12:15 a.m. on the 11th of April, and it's going to leave us on the 17th of April, so next week Monday, I believe. So Jupiter's in Aries and Chiron's in Pisces. So during this transit, the expansive and optimistic energy of Jupiter interacts in a harmonious sort of like way with the healing and transformative influence of Chiron, so we can have, you know, breakthroughs in our spiritual life, emotional life, psychological life, or just in, you know, our personal development and stuff. If we've been feeling stuck or wounded right now, it allows us to seek new perspectives, whether it be from research, listening to podcasts, or just listening to a work friend, a family member, or anyone else. It allows us to learn from our past experiences, embrace new opportunities as well. Because Jupiter's in Aries, this kind of adds vitality and drive and a pioneering spirit to this sort of like energy, so it can increase our confidence and our willingness to overcome our obstacles, take risks, and go after our healing journey and heal on all levels slowly and steadily, so we can live our best life. Negatively, we can become overindulgent, spending too much, being wasteful with our resources, time, money, and other things. We can be too overconfident, have an exaggerated sense of optimism which is not based in reality. Like, for instance, imagine someone's gambling and they keep on betting on horses, which is popular, or the dogs in the UK, and they're like 10 bets in, £1,000 down, and like, I'll just put another £1,000 in and I'll win. You know, that kind of like blind optimism can just make us ignore the reality of the situation, and we can just end up overspending the money that we need to use elsewhere as well. But ultimately, Chiron influence also can make us uncomfortable as we are triggered or we confront our past wounds. So just be gentle with yourself and just allow yourself to take time. The best use of this energy is for self-reflection, embracing the healing process, and just doing things that resonate with you. You know, there's so many different options how we can heal ourselves. What may work for someone else may not work for you. So just seek out alternative perspectives, information, take calculated risks, be courageous with your words and actions, and you know, allow yourself to be open to an increase in creativity and intuition, because this is the Holistic Applied Astrology podcast, and it's about applying the energy and using it. And even for some of us, just knowing that there's transits that are supporting us and just give us that foundation to do what we need day to day, and that's why I do these daily. Also, embrace your own vulnerability, connect with your emotions, express them authentically, and just create a safe space for your healing, for yourself and others, and just allow yourself to be a bit more vulnerable with those who are trustworthy as well. But on the downside, make sure that you pace yourself. You know, the world wasn't built in one day. Seek guidance if needed. Reflect and integrate, you know, using journaling, meditation, or other self-reflective and practices that allows you to give praise for the progress that you made. Because sometimes we like forgetting about how far we've come and just focusing on the now. So remember, healing, our healing journey is not a straight line, it's not linear. Small steps forward deserve recognition and celebration. You celebrate daily. This is why I promote taking small daily steps, you know, so you've got something to celebrate and something to look forward to the next day as well, while trying your best to live in the now. Celebrating small steps can reinforce positive habits and keep you motivated on your healing journey as well. You can take some time out to connect with nature, practice self-compassion, and just set boundaries as well. And you know, it's best to you know, sometimes people won't respect our boundaries even when we tell them time and time again, so we have to learn to say no and enforce them themselves. I've had to learn to do that and let go of anything or anyone that drains your energy and brings negativity constantly into your healing process, and especially those that refuse to be honour your personal boundaries, so that's what I was trying to say. So yeah, seek out those that surround and uplift you. Also today, Venus makes a contrapareil to Neptune, so this came in on the 7th of April, as at today on the 11th, and still is going to be affecting us right up until the 16th, 17th of April. So again, this increases our creativity, allows us to, you know, form deep emotional connections, especially in our romantic lives as well, so it can be great for date night and saying sorry and repairing conflict in relationships as well. It can increase our compassion, so it can make it easier for us to understand and connect with others on a deeper level. But negatively, it can make us escape into drugs, drinking, alcohol, and just escape and avoid our responsibilities in general, and just overindulge in our self-destructive habits or take up new ones. So we just need to watch out for self-deception and manipulation and being unrealistic in our ideals and being misled by others. It's always best to fact check and never let someone control you, because love is not about control. You know, we can willingly give ourselves to others and stuff like that, but we should always love ourselves first. And this is why, you know, I focus so much time in building self-love for myself, because now I will never never say never, but I'm more aware. I'm like, red flags that's the big thing for me. I'm too good at spotting red flags now. But anyway, this energy allows us to be emotionally vulnerable, so supporting that chiming energy I was talking about earlier as well, and supports us nurturing our relationships and practicing empathy and being more creative. Also today, the sun makes a parallel to Chiron, so this entered on the 6th of April, is that today at 10:32 p.m. and leaves on the 17th. So again, it supports us gaining a greater understanding of ourselves and confronting our paths, and, you know, being more self-aware and open to therapy and things that can heal us as well, and just working with others as well. It embraces us to embrace our unique talents and share them with the world. So good for starting that podcast, that blog, going for that career you want, applying for that job, you know, making a 3 to 5 year plan, or 12 month plan, or 6 month plan. It's crucial to honour your own journey and go at your own pace. We've all got different speeds, you know, and I always knew from a child I'd be like a tortoise getting through life, and sometimes, you know, we see others zoom past, and they zoom, but they zoom into destruction, you know. So sometimes it's best to take the scenic route, gather all your facts, and, you know, find the balance between being compassionate and self-preservation, which is key, you know, looking after ourselves and foremost. This is not about being selfish to others, but if we live in this world right now where everybody's got trauma to some degree, so we have to, as individuals, step up and make sure that we're looking after our physical, emotional, financial, and spiritual health, ourselves, and our psychological well-being, and seeking out the tools and resources that can help us. But we have to take accountability for bringing the changes into our life. Also supports us in deepening our emotional connection with ourselves and others, and being more open and vulnerable in our communication, and this can allow for greater intimacy and growth and mutual understanding, as well as just being open to love. For love is the ultimate power, and we need to be more loving. And this doesn't mean making people walk all over us. No. To the contrary, it's the opposite. It's about just being able to find that inner stability within that no one else can take from you. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 11th of April. Take care and see you next time.